one inspiring word.
I'm your host, and this week's episode is going to be about this speech, Find a Better Way to Say It. But before we get into that, we're going to start with my one inspiring word. And if you don't know what that is,
it's
one word or one thing or one feeling that I thought was inspiring. I think the word is going to be penguins this week. Penguins are the cutest things. I saw a clip where this penguin was, it had been separated and it was trying to hop over this crack in the ice to get to its family, or it was a really big family. I think it was its pack or herd, and this crack was becoming bigger and it had to navigate all the way to the edge of the ice. And so there's just this little penguin trying to waddle all the way to the corner of the ice, and I had to jump over. And then right as it jumped, it was one of those movie moments where the ice just completely just fell apart. And so the singular penguin started waddling over to its family, and its family, like, they were all waddling back. It was the cutest thing. Penguins, they probably can harm people at times, but I've never heard of an extreme case like where a penguin escaped and hurt someone. I know they are pretty fast when they slide on the ice, but it's really funny to watch them waddle. So cute. And it's kind of just a reminder. You know, when things get really tough, penguins are still cute and they're still out there and they haven't really done anything wrong. On this podcast, I tell stories and speeches. And this week, we are sharing a speech. And the speech is called Find a Better Way to Say It. And it's about cursing. I just want to make this clear. I'm not trying to force you to be anything. I'm not trying to force you to think anything. I just want you to quote my teacher, to come out, maybe take a chance to at least consider having a different view. I think we need to find a better way to say it. And I wrote this because words can hurt people and words can be so mean. And I think we need to be a little more careful. And so I challenge you to at least consider what I'm about to say. Thank you. Find a better way to say it. Hello, and welcome to the Find a Better Way to Say It show. I'm your host, One Inspiring Word, and now the game has begun. Let's welcome contestant number one, Uwayne Johnson. Welcome to the show, Uwayne. And here's your question. What do you say when you stub your toe, your pinky toe, on the leg of the dining room table?
I guess I would say...
Bleep! No, no, no! This is a kid-friendly show! Find a better way to say it! Guess that's all for today, folks. Good night. Such a sad way for a game show to end. But the truth is, we are living in a world of curses, whether we realize it or not. Curse words are everywhere, in every home, job, school, and playground. And they are very powerful. How can something you hear every day be powerful? Hey, I'm only 12, but we got a lot of bleepity beeping going on. Which leads to the topic of discussion. Can we just find a better way to say things without all the bleeps? We'll do this by first discussing this concept of cursing, or the case of the bleeps. Next, I will dive into the effects of cursing on humanity. And finally,
provide steps to offer a better way of saying things. Because there really is a better way. Moving on to my first point. A case of the bleeps. According to the Oxford Dictionary, a curse word is an utterance to inflict harm or punishment on others, even ourselves. We are basically trying to make people feel miserable. Because misery loves company. And this isn't just happening once a day. It's happening a lot. I mean, like, a lot. And while we are on the note of cursing, I do need to add that cussing is the slang term for cursing. And when you think about it like that, it can get kind of scary. Ooh, curses! Ooh! Now, according to the NewYorkPost.com, on October 6, 2022, Americans use profanity an average of 21 times a day. Wow, that's about 147 times each week, 588 times a month, and 7,056 times a year. Holy cow! Oops, I just said a substitute cuss word. See what I mean? Psychologicalscience.org, April 25th, 2012, goes on to explain the average age of when we begin to curse being 11. That's a lot of cursing going on. No wonder why we have a case of the bleeps. On a serious note, curse words have a way of affecting our emotions and crushing our spirits to the point of no return. According to Routledge.com on June 1st, 2020, the term abusive function is one reason why people swear. It is defined as trying to intentionally hurt someone or wound someone in a significant way. President George Washington once said, "The foolish and wicked practice of profane cursing and swearing is a vice so mean and low that every man of sense and character detests and despises it." In other words, we aren't supposed to like things that tear us down, but we should embrace things that build humanity up. This leads me to my next point. The effects of cursing on humanity. Communication is a process of sending and receiving information. Many things can cause breakdowns in communication. These breakdowns can end relationships, cause failing grades, the loss of jobs, the inability to receive a job. The reason for that is when we curse to intentionally hurt people, we are not communicating effectively. According to the November 18th, 2021 Journal of Early Adolescence, kids exposed to inappropriate slurs were more likely to have increased stress, anxiety, depression, and a decreased sense of belonging. Seriously. That one negative word, that one curse word said to another, will never be forgotten and can ruin everything. My advisor once said, "You could spend years building a friendship, and just one word can shatter it." According to the article, Language Choice Matters, written in 2011, by 2 years of age, children have swearing in their vocabulary. By school age, vocabulary already consists of around 30 to 40 swear words. And by pre-adolescence, the swear words children know and use become more adult-like. In addition, BYU, Brigham Young University researchers have found that middle school students who watched TV and played video games with profanity have a greater chance of becoming physically violent and aggressive. Going down the cursing path happens slowly. You start saying things in your head, then out loud on a regular basis, and then you join others that do it. It happens before you know it. So how are you impacting humanity? Are you the person that tears others down or builds them up with contagious compliments? According to Grant and Mayer, 2009, people are concerned about their self-presentation, wanting to make a good impression with others, but may neglect to think about how a simple use of profanity could affect the images they project. From succeeding in job interviews to personal development and other social interaction, language plays a key role. Can we just find a better way to say it? Which leads me to my third and final point. Steps to finding a better way of saying things. Number one, think before you speak. According to Higher Grounds, MGMT.com, when you don't think before you speak, you're more likely to make badly informed statements and reduce your credibility. Swearing hinders communication. Number two, become more consciously aware of what you say, specifically when it comes to cursing. You never know who is listening. Number three, find an accountability partner to help you add more pleasant words. I know some of you may be thinking, okay, kid, when I stub my baby pinky toe on the leg of my coffee table, I'm entitled to say what I want. No judgment. After all, we are all human. Take a deep breath, and I promise your toe will be okay. Hello, Wayne Johnson! Welcome back for the second time. Besides the rainbow hair and clown costume, have you learned anything new?
Well, I discovered the power of words when I got fired from my previous job, and have now been using words to make others laugh, hence the clown costume.
Thanks for listening, folks! We discovered a better way of saying things by first discussing the concept of cursing, second, the effects of cursing on humanity, and finally, providing steps to offer a better way of saying things, because there really is a better way. I would like to leave you a final quote from Ephesians 4:29. Don't use foul or abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful, so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. Thank you! So, when I first wrote this speech, it was for a class I had. And the theme that year was Project Humanity. And we were supposed to pick a topic that somehow benefited or influenced humanity. And that's pretty much everything. Like, just think about, you know, something you enjoy. How has that influenced you or benefited you? However that has benefited you or influenced you, it has done that to humanity. So, I chose curse words because I think it's something that we can change. When I first started writing the speech, it wasn't very deep. It was like, you shouldn't curse because you never know who is listening. And that's all there was to it. And it's obviously more than that. But that's my opinion. And you're allowed to think what you want. But I just challenge you to just think about it differently.
Welcome to One Inspiring Word, where we share stories and speeches. this podcast is for you. Whether you are the happiest kid in the world or the loneliest senior citizen, you matter. What you say matters. For questions, comments, or concerns, my email is in the description down below. I'd also love to contact you, the listener, to hear what you think about one inspiring word and what's happening in your life.